When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Real GM Radio. I am Danny Lurie, your host, and so happy to have you with us for this episode. This is the continuation of a proud Real GM Radio tradition and a family tradition that extends far beyond that. For those of you who are unfamiliar, my sister is a marine biologist and does not care about sports particularly at all. And so an exercise we started more than a decade ago, probably, is without any knowledge of the quality of the teams or anything like that, I give her the mascots and then she picks based on who she thinks would win in a fight. You will hear the amazing criteria and rationales for various different decisions. It's a lot of fun, and this is not the substantive Real GM Radio episode that will come later in the week. It's already lined up, but I hope you appreciate this for what it is. It is so much fun to do, and here it is. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Danny. Good to be on again.
As we did last year, I'm going to give you every matchup. It doesn't, you know, the goal of this is to have fun with it. It's not to predict an accurate tournament, so I'm giving you, like, the ones versus the 16s and all that type of stuff. And we're going to start with Bulldog versus Panther.
Oh, no. That's just so brutal for the Bulldog. There's no way. No way. It'd just be a football or a meatball to a Panther. So, Panther.
Number two, Tiger versus Bronco.
Ooh. Huh. I mean, it's just one Tiger and one Bronco. No, yeah. Either way, Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, the basic assumption we'll use is that's the same number, whatever that number is. Okay. We usually give the Wolfpack a little more. I can't remember if they made the tournament this year.
Yeah, if they were called, like, the Pride of Tigers, then it'd be like, oh, multiple Tigers, but...
Next up, Husky versus Aggie, and in this context, it's a person. So this is New Mexico State Aggie, if you want to look it up.
Okay, and... what type of accoutrement does an Aggie have? A lasso?
It looks like he has. It looks like he has two guns.
Two guns. Oh, sorry, Husky. This isn't working out well for you. Yeah, there are even some pictures of this mascot, like, fake firing said tiny gun. Yeah. Okay, Aggie's got it.
Next up is a Razorback, which is a pig, versus a catamount. And this is Vermont. A catamount is a medium-sized or large wild cat, like a cougar.
Oh.
So let's call it cougar versus hog.
This reminds me of the bulldog panther situation. So cougar.
Yeah. Okay, two people. This is actually a game that's happening shortly after we record this podcast. Fighting Irish versus Scarlet Knight.
Scarlet Knight?
Yeah.
That's a person?
Well, it's a knight. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Oh, K-N-I-G-H-T. Okay. I'm just looking at
that's Rutgers, if it helps.
No. Oh, sometimes he's riding a horse. That's exciting. So the Fighting Irish, does that mascot have any weapons?
No, I think it's just a leprechaun. You can look it up. It's Notre Dame.
I mean, the thing is, this knight pretty much universally has armor. So that is really a major advantage in, like, hand-to-hand combat. He also sometimes has a sword. So I'm going to go with the Scarlet Knight.
Got it. Now the Scarlet Knight faces one of your favorites, the Crimson Tide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah! Don't eat any oysters from the Crimson Tide. That's funny how they're both, like, red. Scarlet, Crimson... there's a part of me that wants to think, like, oh, he's red so he can, like, fight off the crimson and the tide, but that's crazy. No one can beat the ocean. So Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide. We get another red. This time it's the Red Raiders. So that's Texas Tech, if you want to look it up, versus a bobcat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. He's a lot of mustache.
Yeah. Very much is.
Wow. wow. And a lot of cowboy hat. White cowboy hat.
That's it's like an more extreme Yosemite Sam.
That was the name that was coming to mind, and then I was like, red hair. Yeah, I would say it's funny how sometimes he has like finger guns and sometimes he has guns. It's very Yosemite Sam. Let me look at how big bobcats are. I feel like bobcats are small.
Yeah, it looks like they're 14 to 40 pounds.
Yeah. I'm just looking quickly. It looks from a couple of news reports I'm seeing that people generally survive bobcat attacks, although there are a few exceptions to that rule. I'm going to say that this guy who is clearly prepared for battle with a bobcat is going to win. So points to the Yosemite Sam guy.
Got it. Spartan versus Wildcat.
Ooh, Spartan. I kind of know. That's like a knight, too, right?
Sort of, yeah. Michigan State Spartan, if you want to look it up.
Yeah, it's like a knight with a kilt-ish. what did you say, Wildcat?
Wildcat.
A Wildcat's probably like the same size as a Bobcat, right?
I would assume so, yes.
Yeah. Let me just double check, because I can't go with the previous... Yeah, a Wildcat's even smaller. So, in honor of the previous decision I just made, I'll go with the Spartan.
Got it. Okay. You could argue that these are both kind of mythic. Blue Devil versus Titan. And that Titan is Cal State Fullerton, if you want to look it up. I think they might use an elephant in certain circumstances, but you can interpret it how you want.
Sorry, Titan, what school?
Cal State Fullerton.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm seeing lots of, grimacing elephants. Okay.
So, however you want to define Titan versus Blue Devil.
Oh, yeah, Blue Devil.
That's Duke.
Oh, he looks kind of, let's be honest, a puny compared to an angry elephant. This isn't like the devil. It's like a devilish person. That's my interpretation.
Okay.
Because he clearly is like a human wearing a devil outfit. Like even
so, your criticism is that they need a more devilish devil.
Well, like, yeah, right. Like, so it's either a devil or it's like a guy dressed as a devil. So they went through the whole effort of like putting a fake head, but that looks like a human head with a mask on it. Come on, guys. It's just not menacing enough. So I'm going to go with the Fullerton Titan.
Got it. Moving on to a different bracket, we got another Spartan. This time it's Spartan versus Bear, the Baylor Bears.
Ooh, okay. Let's see what kind of bear the Baylor
Baylor's is. In Texas.
It looks like a grizzly. Oh, I mean, it's brown. I would say, like, most of the time that people are putting up a picture of a Baylor bear, it is they're putting up pictures of a grizzly bear.
That seems like a fair interpretation.
Yeah, versus what it is. Oh, my gosh, they have done, like, stuff with chained up bears on their field. Problem. Anyway, so what was the other one? Spartan. Another Spartan? Yeah. He would have to have an incredible amount of armor, but honestly, if a grizzly is coming at you, you're not going to make it. So, Baylor Bear.
Another old one. The Tar Heels, and as we used to interpret that, that's a Civil War fighter, North Carolina Tar Heel, versus a Golden Eagle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so eagles are interesting, right? They wouldn't be like, I don't think of them as a fighting animal, right? They're kind of a garbage eater. A Civil War fighter has got a lot of fight in him, but might be like extremely weirded out by an eagle that is golden in the way that I'm imagining golden for an eagle. Let's see. So how would this work? Does the Tar Heel have any weapons?
So I believe honestly, historically it probably would.
Because
the thing that, so North Carolina ran into the problem that a lot of schools did where their original mascot doesn't really work for a mascot. And so it was, the Tar Heel dates back to North Carolina's early history when the state was producing naval industry stuff. Workers who distilled turpentine from the sap of pine trees went barefoot during the hot summer months and put tar on their heels. And during the Civil War, they flipped it as like a state pride thing. So it's people. So basically, I think you could argue that it's people who lived in North Carolina from 1700 to Civil War. And I would say maybe black powder type of thing. That might be fair.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking up, like, yeah, Tar Heel history. It sounds like they had probably pretty, I'm going to say ballpark inaccurate weapons, which might make it really difficult to shoot an eagle. But now I have to think about how the eagle would get the Tar Heel. So it could just slowly go after him, I suppose. I think, I would say, begrudgingly, I don't really see a way for the eagle to get the upper hand here. So, Tar Heel.
Tar Heel wins. Now we get a weird one. Person versus person. So, St. Mary's is the Gael, and they mean Gael not like wind, but Gael like a person who speaks Gaelic. You should look up their mascot, though. St. Mary's mascot. It's. I want to hear your reaction to it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, this is like the Blue Devil situation. They made a human body on top that just looks like another person.
However, this one is a person, so it makes more sense for a person to be a person.
I don't know exactly why, but about half of the pictures I'm seeing, it's a person with a very developed set of abdominal muscles.
I think that's because of a redesign. I think the one with the abs is the more current one, but I'm not sure of that.
Oh, wow. They're like, I know what this stuffed costume needs. More muscles. More muscle definition. Wow. And then against what?
Against, I haven't told you, a Hoosier. And a Hoosier is just a person from Indiana. There's no further specification. They don't have a physical mascot.
Oh, wow. Really? They don't have a mascot? Did you say that correctly?
I believe they don't. Yeah, they don't. I mean, so I guess some of the times there's a person in a, there's a, they've used people. So if you search Indiana mascot, you'll see some stuff, but not very much.
Interesting. If you just look up Hoosier, it's a bunch of tires, FYI. Well, here's the thing. I find the, what's that guy?
The Gael?
Gaelic St. Mary's, the Gael. Extremely off-putting, very top-heavy, very problematic fighting. And I think that, like, the average able-bodied fighter could probably, like, you know, float like a butterfly around this guy. So And he has long hair for some reason, which really doesn't bode well. Okay. And it's all, like, flowing down past his shoulders. All right. Yeah, I'm choosing the Hoosier.
Choosing the Hoosier. Okay, now I get one for you to Google. Google Akron mascot.
Okay. Wait, what? This is a kangaroo?
They're the Zips, but they have chosen to represent that. So Zips is a shortening for zippers, which are rubber overshoes that they wear at the tire plant in Akron. But they have chosen the physical manifestation as a kangaroo named Zippy.
Which I'd like to note is not a kangaroo wearing said zipper shoes, which is really concerning. Like, wouldn't you tie those two ideas together at least a little bit?
I mean, isn't the kangaroo wearing shoes in some of the pictures? Oh, but it's not wearing those shoes. That's your criticism.
He's not wearing those shoes you were describing. Yeah. And in one really unfortunate picture, he's wearing a tutu.
And they are facing the Bruins.
Oh, wow. You know, I would be really interested to know if that ever happened in real life.
baby bear versus kangaroo?
Yeah. But, so it's an adult kangaroo, right?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, I spent a little time in Australia. Kangaroos are super powerful, fast moving. They have a brutal kick. And you're saying it's against a baby bear. So I would say that the Zipper has got this one, shockingly.
Interesting. I've always defined it as a baby bear. It apparently, Bruin is from the Dutch word for brown, so it technically means a brown bear.
Oh.
We may have been doing this wrong.
undo.
I've always, and that's hilarious because it's my alma mater's mascot.
I know, and like all those years, you told me it was a baby bear. Interesting. Well, what do you think? Do we want to go with the OG interpretation, or do we now want to have an adult?
Well, what's interesting is I think part of the reason why I've always interpreted it that way is because it was the second you see, and Cal is the golden bears, so it made sense that the second one would be the baby bears because that's kind of
wait,
how this.
That was your interpretation.
Well, there were a bunch of interpretations, but the bear, as you know, at UCLA is a full sized bear. I don't know. This is your call. Also, I don't know if you really piece. I don't know if you piece this together yet. That it's my alma mater versus our grandmother's alma mater. Well, one of hers.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh! Wait, I feel like I have to just look at this kangaroo versus bear. Has this ever happened? I want to see like a size comparison.
Do I know?
If it's an adult bear, I feel like it has to go to the Bruin. Yeah.
I am now learning so much about the etymology of the word Bruin. So it's the old, it seems like it's the old English word for bear.
Oh. But okay.
Why? Because I'm reading it also because there's an NHL team, the Boston Bruins, and so it's the same, and that was founded around the same time.
Mm. Okay, a kangaroo can reach 3 to 8 feet high and weigh between 40 and 200 pounds. Brown bear. More like 5 feet high, and height-wise, yeah, they can go up to 35 miles an hour. That's a lot. They're much heavier, 290 to 440 pounds. That's a lot of animal. kangaroo speed, last thing I gotta find out, speed. So a kangaroo, notably smaller, but can move up to 43 miles per hour in short bursts. But, you know, the thing about bears is they really stay on their prey for a long time, right? They'll wait, they'll climb the tree. I feel like the stamina of the grizzly will outpace the kangaroo, especially because we're talking about a battle in a confined space, right? They're on a basketball court.
Presumably, yes.
So, grizzly. If it's an adult.
Now we get the Texas Longhorns, that's a cow, versus, nice. You get to look this up, Virginia Tech Hokie. I know you'll have a reaction.
Oh. Okay. Hokie? Like Hokie Pokie?
H-O-K-I-E.
It's like Hokie Pokie. Turkey?
Pretty much.
The Scarlet Turkey? Or Maroon Turkey?
Why?
Just why? Come on. Sometimes it's wearing a crown.
So, turkey versus steer.
Longhorn? Yeah, longhorn for sure. Come on.
Boilermaker?
It doesn't even look menacing. Its own mascot looks like it's smiling. Sorry, Boilermaker.
No, sorry, go ahead. Boilermaker versus bulldog. So, Boilermaker, we always define it as a person who works on boilers, like in...
Yeah, and he usually has something, like a hammery type thing.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And a bulldog?
Yeah.
I really don't... Maybe it's because there was, like, an older, you know, interpretation of what bulldogs do, right? Like, I know that they were bred to be fighting dogs, and it's probably because I've never seen a bulldog... Okay, quick YouTube break. I need to see a video of a bulldog attacking something. Because I don't think of them, like, they were our high school mascot. I do not think of them as a ferocious animal by any stretch of the imagination. Let me see what I can find.
By the way, one of the Wildcats that you did was the Davidson Wildcats, yeah. Which is both the name and mascot of our middle school, which is weird. It's a college that has the same thing.
Ooh.
I think you had them losing, which is fair.
Good. It's not a time I want to relive. Oh, middle school.
Up bulldog attacks?
Yes. I want to see this vicious bulldog that everyone acts like is true, and instead I see this meatball with its tongue hanging out. Seriously, like, I'm having trouble finding a ferocious video of a bulldog. There's one where it looks like it's angry on a sofa. Okay, here's something possibly. Bulldog attacking a snake. Okay, here's one. Here's a video of a bulldog attacking a lion and tiger. Oh, and it's standing on it. This is not impressive. Okay, I stand by my interpretation of the bulldog. Maybe we can crack out a history book at one of these days and look at the historical, like, role of the bulldog. But this is very fluffy things tumbling against one another. So, sorry, this is bulldog against who now?
Boilermaker. I'm assuming you're picking the Boilermaker.
Yeah, I can't. We need to get the bulldog against something that it can beat, but so far, nothing.
I mean, what can it beat?
I mean, maybe a color. Aren't there ones that are very vague, like blue?
Okay, this one's going to be amazing for you because it's a team that hasn't made the tournament in a long time, and in the whole entire time we've done the mascot bracket.
Whoa.
So it's University of San Francisco mascot is what you'd want to look up.
Okay. Oh my, that is an aggressive looking bull. Okay.
Wait, oh no, sorry. University of San Francisco mascot. It shouldn't be a bull. That's South Florida.
Oh, I just put USF. Okay. San Francisco. Okay.
Yeah, there are two USFs. One is South Florida, one is San Francisco. It is very different.
This is a robber wearing.
So it is
very flamboyant green outfit.
It's even funnier than that. So the name, so it is named after Don Francisco, who is the first mayor of San Francisco. It's supposed to be like a fancy Spanish man.
Well, I mean, the facial hair is kind of giving that away, but I didn't want to be, you know.
And then I'll let you look up this one, Murray State mascot.
Okay. Oh, no. No.
They're the racers.
Terrible.
They're the racers, so it's meant to be like a racehorse. However, the horse stands on two legs and walks like a mascot.
And has biceps.
So you have a choice in front of you.
Painful. Oh, my goodness. I want both of them to lose. Okay, so we have this terrible-looking guy with no weapons, I think, as far as I can tell.
It does not appear that he has any weapons. He's just a fancy man.
If the Incredibles taught me anything, it's that fighting with a cape is not a good idea. and a very wide-brimmed hat. And oh my gosh. Way too many accessories. They really need to dial this down. A big belt buckle, fancy gloves, cuff pants. It's exhausting just looking at this guy. And then we have the anthropomorphic horse, which is also just deeply disgusting. But at least it looks angry. Like, that's the one thing that I kind of see going for it. Okay, and then we actually have a horse versus a dude, right, at the end of the day.
Yes.
This is presumably an untamed horse, or a horse that does not want to get along
with
this dude.
Well, it's a racehorse, because they're specifically the racers. So, if that factors into your analysis.
Okay. So, and then the San Francisco mascot, you said he was made after the former mayor. Like, is there any reason in his background that to make us believe that he knows how to ride a horse?
To the Google machine. So he lived from 1792 to 1849. He was a politician, soldier, and ranchero.
Okay. Did people ride horses?
Well, he was a ranchero, so I would assume that he did.
He was a what?
A ranchero is a...
Oh, a rancher. Oh,
yeah. A person who works their farms on a ranch.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Did they somehow give the fancy man the one thing he could beat?
Yeah, I think so, because if that's part of his qualification, he knows how to ride, like, aggressive horses. And this is a racehorse, like... I mean, the thing is, he has to, it's not just can he tame the horse, it's can he kill the horse. And I think that...
I mean, but you could also argue the horse could kill him, it could just buck him, and he would...
It could, if he was really not that great at riding horses, right?
I'm trying to see how he died. I don't think we have that. Because if it was a horse, then we would have a resolution here.
You mean how that mayor died?
Yeah.
to the death trampled by his own horse. So the way I think this would happen is like I'm just going to call him the mayor. The mayor gets on the horse, rides it around till it's like deeply exhausted. Then the mayor gets off and like, I don't know, then tries to like kill the horse. But how do you kill? How do you kill a horse with no weapons? I feel like, and in a basketball court, right? Like you'd have to ride that horse forever to get it that tired. It's okay. I'm going to give it to the horse.
Got it. Oh, man. Another new mascot. The peacock.
Really?
Versus a wildcat.
What's the university?
St. Peter's.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. It's a peacock. Very fluffy. with kind of doe eyes. And then, sorry, against what?
A wildcat. Kentucky, specifically.
Oh, yeah. Wildcat, definitely.
However, kudos for a new mascot.
Yeah, yeah. And they did, like, I mean, as much as aggressive as you can make a peacock look, I think they really tried hard-ish.
Okay, next up is, so Wright State, they've changed their mascot a bunch of times. Oh, but, well, okay, so it's a gray wolf. That's the most frequent, they're called the Riders, but their mascot is a gray wolf. So it's a gray wolf versus a wildcat.
Oh, wow. I don't even have to look up the wildcat. I can see this wolf. It clearly goes for the wolf.
Go wolf. Oh, this one's amazing. Horned frog versus yeah. Pirate.
Oh, wow. Okay, horned frog. Let's look up the biology of the horned frog. Is there anything deadly about said frog? I hope so. Let's see.
Horned frogs are non-venomous, according to what I'm seeing.
Dangerous. They're only a danger to smaller-sized animals and each other. so, yeah, it loses. Sorry.
This is you're going to be very excited for this.
Okay.
Search UAB mascot.
Okay. Wait, what? No.
They're a dragon.
Oh.
Dragon versus cougar.
Did you search UAB mascot? Because that's not what shows up.
What did you see?
It's a mascot that looks like a drone.
Oh, it was showing up to me.
Okay, so let's try this again.
UAB Blazers, if that helps.
Okay, yeah, probably will. Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Okay, so it's a fire-breathing dragon?
Yes.
Finally, somebody is really in it to win it with a mascot. Excellent. Okay, and who is this against?
Cougar.
Oh, great job, Blazers. You just fire-breathed a cougar out of existence.
Okay, next up, the Illinois Fighting Illini, I believe it's a Native American, versus one that I don't know, so I'm going to be Googling this with you, the Chattanooga mascot. It's called the Mock, M-O-C. Oh, for moccasins. Wait, so they're both Native American mascots? But their mascot is an eagle. Oh, they probably changed off the Native American because...
I'm seeing, like, a gray eagle.
Okay, so one has shifted off of their Native American name, and one has not. So it's, let's call it a Native American versus an eagle.
There's actually... So, okay, there's a little article that I found over the years, but Scrappy remains on top, which I presume is the name of the eagle. Eagle-esque thing. Okay, so we have eagle versus...
Fighting Illini, it's a Native American. Okay. Illinois.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think the Fighting Illini is going to win.
Okay.
They just have more stuff going on, for sure.
I'm not sure you're emotionally prepared for this.
Okay.
Ram versus Wolverine.
Oh, my. Okay. So, Wolverine... Next to Ram. I feel like a Wolverine wants it, right, for sure. But they're so short that, like...
Yeah, so roughly, a Wolverine is in the ballpark of, like, 40 pounds, and a Ram is in the ballpark of 250,
so,
280.
Yeah.
But Wolverines are mean as hell, from what I understand.
I was just looking up, like, what is the largest prey that a Wolverine has been known to kill? So a wolverine has been recorded as killing prey as large as an adult deer, which is large. but a ram is larger. So as much as I am a fan of the wolverine, I would say that the ram is going to get this one. It could just kick it, I guess, enough times.
We have old friends, the Volunteers, which we've always had trouble with, versus the Longwood Lancers, another new... It appears to be a horse.
Oh, boy. A horse with dreadlocks? okay. And
so that's facing the Volunteer.
Right. We've had longer discussions about the Volunteers. I'm seeing a beagle.
Well, I think it's... People have sent... Let me see if I can find the... I actually have an email from last year. So there's a pretty good argument. This is from somebody. This is an email from last year that volunteers are supposed to specifically be people who volunteer for military service. So someone who has familiarity with weapons but might not be a seasoned fighter.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay. But in this case, it is not armed.
Unclear.
I guess that's true, right? If they volunteer to fight in the basketball team, then they would be... sort of armed with their tool of their trade, a basketball.
So human being with basketball versus horse?
Okay, so back to our mayoral question, can the volunteer ride a horse?
Unclear. I would say it's less, considering modern horse riding is less frequent than...
I don't think that that's a current military skill, at least in the United States, so probably no. They would be obviously more prepared for battle than, let's say, a beagle. This was my alternative. But this horse looks, like, legitimately angry and could certainly eventually injure the volunteer serviceman to the point that he was not alive. So I'm going to go with the Lancer to win this one.
Next one, the Rambler, which is a wolf, versus our old friend, the Buckeye.
The poisonous Buckeye. okay. Do wolves... Okay, hang on. Wolves... Are wolves only carnivores? Or do they ever eat... Yeah, they are just carnivores. So they're not going to eat the Buckeye, right? They're not going to get poisoned by it.
Wolves do have the digestive capabilities needed to synthesize plant-based food. So about 20 to 30% of their diet is vegetarian.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm learning new things. They occasionally do, but it is not their primary source of food.
Yeah. I mean, they're categorized as carnivorous, but I suppose if they can eat... plant material, then perhaps it would. And
my concern is that I don't think a wolf is big enough to knock down a tree.
Yeah, I mean, right, that's what I was kind of starting to think about. Like, what could the wolf even theoretically do to a living buckeye tree? Let me just look up buckeye tree height. It gets 56 feet.
But they do have pretty narrow. They do have pretty narrow bases, though. Narrower than I thought.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, narrow, but like not so narrow that a wolf can knock it over.
Fair.
So yeah, I think. I mean, honestly, like, okay, we know that dogs eat excrement, and these buckeyes kind of resemble such a product. So I think that the wolf could theoretically, like, look at that if it was, like, really tired or hungry or something and just eat it, thinking it was, like, eating poo, and then get poisoned and die. So Buckeye.
Buckeye wins. We have another wildcat, this one facing the blue hen.
What?
Delaware.
Blue hen? Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Wow. It looks friendly. I'll say that. Now I'm just curious of what a blue hen is. Is that an actual animal? It is. It's a Delaware state bird. It looks like a chicken. What did you say? Wildcat?
Wildcat.
Yeah. No. Sorry, chicken. Wildcat's got this one.
Another bird, our friend the Jayhawk, which is a fictional combination of a blue jay and a hawk, versus a tiger.
You know, I'm in that. It's kind of funny. I'm thinking of like a very complicated situation where the Jayhawk is like flying around this closed basketball stadium, and the tiger is like trying to get it, but it keeps like tripping over the stands. And in that scenario, I'm actually thinking that the Jayhawk could like perhaps get the tiger to really injure itself. You said the Jayhawk is a combination of what two birds?
I think of it as a blue jay and a hawk.
Oh.
It's a fictional bird. It doesn't exist. It was also originally a term for Civil War guerrilla fighters, but they are using it.
Whoa.
It has been a bird mascot for a long time.
Yeah, it sort of looks, something about its beak reminds me of a toucan. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I stand by my idea of how this would happen, that the bird would be like flying around and the tiger is like chasing after it and trying to get to it. But I think probably eventually this Jayhawk is going to let down its guard enough that the tiger is going to get at it. So tiger.
Okay. We get another blue jay. Blue jay versus an Aztec.
Oh, what? Actual blue jay?
Yep. Creighton.
That's like, why did you make a, what school is this?
The blue jay?
Yeah.
Creighton. C-R-E-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Wow. Yeah. They're really just did a blue jay. they had a contest in 1924 to name their mascot. Aztec.
Got it. You can look up the Hawkeye mascot. It's Iowa. Mm-hmm. It's a hawk that sometimes wears a helmet.
not just a hawk's eye.
Yeah.
Got it. A hawk with
And now a
very,
mascot
very
that
straight teeth.
I don't recall us ever doing in the mascot bracket.
Ooh.
Hawkeye is facing the spiders.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. The University of Richmond in Richmond, Virginia is the spiders.
I don't think you've ever asked me about a spider at all. Wow, look at this spider. That's a pretty cool mascot, I have to say. How innovative and menacing. Okay, let me see if there's anything written about what species this might be. Not really. Interesting. Okay, so it's the spider versus the hawk. The hawk with teeth.
Also, don't hawks eat insects, at least some of the time?
Yes.
I feel like the spiders would fare better against a human mascot.
That's maybe the one mascot the bulldog could beat, actually.
Well, that and maybe the hen.
maybe the hen. okay. I mean, points for originality spiders, but no.
We got another points for originality in the next one. The Providence Friars, so that's like a, you know, like a nun or like a monk, friar monk, that kind of thing. Friar Tuck, if you want to think about it that way. Versus a jackrabbit.
Oh, okay.
South Dakota State is the Jackrabbits, and Providence is the Friars, if it helps.
Friars. Okay. I'm curious. Friars. I'm trying to figure out if Friars are violent.
I would think not.
I don't know very much about Friars. What is a Friar?
I'm looking up, do monks eat rabbit?
So like a campus minister, a spiritual director, pastor. Okay. I mean, listen, people got to eat. So I would say, unless I found something here that was like, they specifically like won't kill anything, which I'm not seeing here, then I would say the friar is going to be able to trap a jackrabbit.
I'm excited for this one for you. There's the second half of this bracket has some of your favorites and some of your new favorites. Mm-hmm. Tiger versus cyclone.
Ooh, okay. Huh. I would say cyclone. I don't think that tigers can withstand like a lot of being bashed around, unlike other animals. I think they're really good when they're in control of their own motions, right? But if they're not, I feel like this would get really problematic for them super quickly. So, Cyclone.
Okay, search Colgate mascot, like Colgate, like the toothpaste. I might be the same person. I genuinely can't remember. We've looked this up before.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Versus a badger.
Ooh, badger. Okay. It says that the Colgate mascot is a raider, called a raider.
It is, but it seems like it's a person. In one thing, he's holding like a torch.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. A torch and sometimes like a flag.
Yeah, I'm seeing that as well.
I
also like the one that is like that somebody did that is just like a toothpaste thing.
I know. Well, Colgate probably has like, you know, events for staff with animated toothpaste. Okay, I'm looking up stuff about badgers. I mean, listen, they are pretty aggressive, but against a whole person who's like ready for it, I just don't see it. I mean, they seem to be kind of like small to medium dog size. I'm not seeing any real stuff of them actually attacking and like seriously hurting people. Let me just look up badger. Same thing I did for wolverine. The largest prey a badger can take down. Yeah, no, they don't get big stuff. So I'm going to go with the person.
Okay.
What's that?
The raider.
Yeah.
Here we go. Trojan versus hurricane.
Oh, okay. A Trojan has like, oh, interestingly, bare arms and at least partially bare legs.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
This is not a good situation. Also, problematic, this would be a very difficult outfit to swim in. Do you agree?
I do.
Yeah. I think that the hurricane could eventually get the Trojan. Plus, I don't know what a Trojan is going to do to kill a hurricane. So, hurricane!
Last matchup of the first round, tiger versus gamecock. And I think a gamecock is like a rooster?
Oh, tiger.
Let me make sure that's what a gamecock is. It is a rooster, bred and trained for cockfighting.
Yeah, the mascot is a really interesting shape.
Okay, we're into the second round, which means we've already looked all of these up. Panther versus tiger.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Just want to look at their sizes. I feel like that's a really interesting one. I mean, they seem like they might be kind of similar in size. I think of panthers as being more sly and slinking around. Tigers are probably bulkier and like have more power. So if they were going at each other, like if it was a sneak attack, the panther might have a chance. But a basketball game is like we are just literally face to face. And in that situation, I think it's going to go to the tiger.
That is what this website I'm looking at. There's somebody actually did what if these animals got in a fight. And apparently they coexist in the ecosystems where they both live, but that the tiger would win is the expectation. Aggie, okay. So that's the agricultural person versus a cougar.
Oh, cougars are actually kind of small, right? Like relatively speaking. Let me just look it up. Oh, actually, they're not that small. I guess you could think of them as like a really, really big dog.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing like 150 pounds.
Yeah, right. And the Aggie does the Aggie have stuff?
We saw it had a gun or two, but like those like single shooter, you know.
Okay. I mean, listen, if the Aggie like was an exceedingly good shot, tell me the name of the school for the Aggie again.
New Mexico State.
Oh, right. Yeah. Those little pistols. This is hard because if he's a really good shot, I think he could get the panther. If he lost control of his guns or like ran out of bullets, although he appears to have a waste belt with a lot more bullets, then he may be able to get it. I would say since it is like the Aggie's main weapon, these guns, that he would be able to get the panther. Like he'd be prepared enough with his weapon of choice. So Aggie,
Got it. Crimson Tide versus Red Raider.
Oh, right. Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide. Spartan versus Titan. Our friends the Titans. That angry elephant.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. I think for the same reason as last time, I would go with the Titan.
Got it. Baylor Bear versus the Carolina Tar Heel.
Right. Baylor Bear.
Hoosier, person from Indiana, versus Bruin.
All right. Which we are now saying is an adult.
A brown bear.
Brown bear. Yeah, Bruin.
Okay. Boilermaker versus Longhorn. So like a steer.
Well, so the Boilermaker has a weapon, like kind of a hammery type weapon, right? The Longhorn has big Longhorn. I wonder how aggressive Longhorn.
Oh yeah,
are.
So it looks like he has a thing that's like a combination. It's like a hammer on one side and sort of like an axe on the other.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, Longhorns don't look that scary, but if you really had to fight one, like up in its face, and all you had was like a fancy hammer, I think that would be exceedingly difficult to win. Assuming like both are in their top form. This is hard. I would say, let me look up Longhorn fighting endurance. Okay. Yeah, it seems like they're pretty athletic, honestly. So I'm narrowly going to give it to the Longhorn.
Got it. Wildcat versus your friend, the racehorse.
Oh, wow. Racehorse.
They are much bigger.
Yeah.
The gray wolf, Wright State, versus the pirate.
Yeah. Oh. Does the pirate have any weapons?
It's Seton Hall, if you want to look it up.
Okay. Oh my gosh, he has an eye patch. Why would they do that?
To make him more of a pirate? Oh yeah, that's true. I guess that is a material consideration in this. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, like, get him from the other side? They made a handicapped mascot. And that's their own fault because now they're going to lose to the Grey Wolf. Sorry.
Maybe your favorite new mascot, the Blazer, versus the Fighting Illini.
Oh, right.
I don't think you need to look this one up, but you can.
What?
Aren't you going to pick the dragon?
Well, I mean, the thing is, the dragon is fictional, but...
It is with that attitude.
Okay, all right, Blazer.
Ram versus Lancer, so it's ram versus horse.
Oh, fun. Let's see. Ram next to... horse. Huh. I really feel like for mascot battle purposes, I'd like to see a side-by-side of these real-life animals. Would help me a lot, just for the fans.
If somebody wants
there.
To build
and
that.
One feels like doing that. Yeah, I would use it once a year. But other people might use it too. Okay, ram versus horse. Ram. You know what I just realized is like both are used in like car terms, right? There's like a Dodge Ram and then there's horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
That was not my smartest statement ever.
Right.
when you look up Ram size, it's all like computer stuff.
Yeah, I had that exact same problem earlier. Then I searched Ram size animal.
What did you find?
Oh, let me look it up.
280 pounds. Like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, they're 260, 280.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like this is hard. I mean, I think probably either one could realistically win. The horse is that sort of bulked out one that stands on two legs, right?
No, it's not. It's the Longwood horse.
Oh, let me look it up then.
Longwood Lancers. Oh, it is buffed out. Sorry. It's the one that you said had dreadlocks.
Oh, right. Okay, and then who's the ram?
Colorado State.
Okay. I mean, the mascot looks much more aggressive than the real animal, but I would say, now that I can see how small a ram really is, I'll give it to the horse.
Got it. Wildcat versus Buckeye.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, for the same reason... Buckeye, I guess.
T- Tiger versus Aztec.
Oh, Tiger.
Hawkeye, so the hawk, versus a friar monk.
Okay. Our friars. Sorry, is the friar against what again?
Hawkeye, the hawk.
I mean, I think they're both, like, exceedingly weak mascots. The friar really doesn't have much in the way of a weapon, but in order for a hawk to get close enough to hurt a friar, it's really putting itself in the line of danger. So I will begrudgingly give this to the friar, although it would not get away unscathed.
Our friend the Colgate Raider versus the Cyclone.
Oh, Raiders are also in heavy stuff, right?
That's the guy with the torch and the flag. Colgate mascot.
Right. Well, first of all, the torch would be burned out instantaneously. Also, the flag is not going to help you.
In fact, it might even function kind of like a cape.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'd probably just blow away because it's not attached to you.
Yeah, I was trying to sort of figure out, like, could you possibly use, like, the base of the torch and the flag to, like, make yourself some kind of boat, but I don't think so. So, Cyclone, you said it was?
Yeah.
Cyclone.
Tiger versus Hurricane.
Okay, so I think okay, let me look this up.
This is the Auburn. Are you looking up Tiger? I could tell you where it's from if that matters, but.
No, I'm looking up Cyclone versus Hurricane wind speeds.
Okay, that would theoretically be the next round were you to pick the Hurricane here.
Yeah, okay. So a Cyclone. Okay, so a Hurricane is more severe than a Cyclone. And I had a Tiger losing to a Hurricane, right, already? Or a Cyclone already?
That seems possible.
No, I mean, didn't we just do that?
Well, we just did a person, but I think a round or two before we did that.
No, yeah, it was a Tiger losing to, was it a Cyclone or a Hurricane?
Oh, that was a Cyclone, yeah.
That was a Cyclone, and this is a Hurricane, which has stronger wind.
And rain, and cats don't like rain, but...
Well, don't like is not the same thing as kill, yeah. But it would lose to, I mean, if it's going to lose to a Cyclone, it's going to lose to a Hurricane, too.
Okay. We are in the next round. Now our friend the Aggie is going to face a tougher matchup, because now the Aggie is against the Tiger.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it would have to be an extremely agile Aggie to get in a blow on the Tiger before it got killed, and I just don't really see that, because an Aggie would be so surprised to see a Tiger coming after it. Even, like, I would say probably even if you were semi-prepared for it. So, Tiger.
Next up, we have the Titan, so the Angry Elephant, versus the Crimson Tide. But here's the funny thing. Ooh. Alabama Crimson Tide, their actual mascot, what they use as the manifestation of it, is an elephant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, in a way, okay. This is elephant versus elephant, though you prefer to think of it as the Crimson Tide. Because Alabama... University of Alabama's mascot is a nicer-looking elephant.
Yeah.
But you like to think of it as the Crimson Tide, so we as a tide of crimson. So interpret it however you like.
I mean, I interpret a crimson tide as a red tide, but maybe it's not.
That's fine. I think that's reasonable.
Hold on. Well, except for the fact that when you look up crimson tide on Wikipedia, the first words are like, do not confuse with red tide. Reverse. Let me just look at this little article. How Alabama got the nickname Crimson Tide. Okay. Well, I think the fact that they both go... I'm going to stick with my original interpretation of Crimson Tide, which is a red tide. So, elephants are... Let's say that the elephant, for some reason, drank the water, right? They like water. They would be poisoned by the harmful algal bloom that causes a red tide. Could it kill an elephant? Ooh, I don't know, but an elephant couldn't. Well, it actually probably could kill the tide by, it wouldn't. Probably only help it. So I'll go with the Crimson Tide.
Got it. Baylor Bear versus UCLA Bruin.
Are they different?
You can look up, I would look up both of them and just pick whichever one you think looks more fearsome.
Okay, right. Baylor Bear, open mouth. Okay. I think the Baylor Bear looks more ferocious. The Bruin looks kind of smiley in most of the pictures I'm seeing.
That is correct.
Okay.
Longhorn steer versus racehorse.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm probably going to say the racehorse. Let me just look it up. Yeah. Well, a racehorse, actually, I mean, a horse doesn't really have, like, super dangerous weapons other than its ability to kick. I think the longhorn could probably puncture the horse or at least slash it. So longhorn.
Longhorn. Got it. That gray wolf versus the dragon.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Dragon.
Buckeye versus the Lancer horse. So that's the horse with dreadlocks.
Oh, right. I really don't like the look of that horse, but let's see. Buckeye. I don't see any way for the horse to kill the Buckeye, though. So, Buckeye.
Buckeye. Tiger versus the Friar.
Oh, Tiger.
The Friar was fortunate to make it this far.
He really did well.
Cyclone versus Hurricane.
Oh, Hurricane then. Faster wind speeds.
Yeah, and more weather. Final eight. Tiger versus Crimson Tide.
Ooh. Crimson Tide.
Bear versus Longhorn.
That's definitely something that's really happened.
I'm sure.
I'm going to look it up. Could a Longhorn? I'm not seeing anything that's obviously giving me the answer here, but I would say probably with enough determination, the bear could do it.
That makes sense to me.
Bear, yeah.
The Buckeye is facing, you could argue in certain ways, its most dangerous adversary, the dragon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, I was actually thinking the Crimson Tide might, but you're right, the dragon's worse. The dragon could kill the Buckeye. Yeah, dragon.
I think we've already done this one, Hurricane versus Tiger.
Yeah, we have, Hurricane.
Final four, Crimson Tide versus Bear.
Oh, Crimson Tide.
And I think you'll have fun with this. Dragon versus Hurricane.
Okay. So the dragon can breathe fire and fly, which means that, I mean, the goal isn't really to stop a hurricane. The goal is to outlast a hurricane. And if we're asking if a dragon could outlast a hurricane realistically coming at it, I think yes. So I would say dragon.
Final game. Dragon versus Crimson Tide.
Ooh. Okay. So, the Crimson Tide is a toxic water source. Could a dragon... my memory of the pictures of the dragon that I saw do not look like an animal that can swim. Do you agree?
I agree. My thought had been that it could blow fire and turn it into steam, but would that steam kill the dragon? This is just my thought process.
Let me see. What kills... have algae. I think it might kill the algae. Boiling the water kills the Microcystis algae. Oh, but would not destroy the microcystin toxin released by the algae. So you could kill the algae, but you don't remove the toxin. Which means that it would still be toxic. So he'd breathe it in and then get poisoned. So Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide, national champion.
That was a real brother-sister collab on that last one, Danny. Good job.
Yeah.
We turned the Crimson Tide into steam, which killed the algae, but not the toxin, thus incapacitating the dragon. Aww.
Any takeaways from this experience?
I really like the new mascots that we heard from. I wish the spiders had done better, but I wasn't able to find anything compelling. Like, obviously a super-sized spider might be able to weave some sort of incredible web that would be really, really effective, but I think there needs to be a little bit more obvious lore around the spider in order for me to, like, get there with that interpretation. Dragon, fierce, I don't know. We'd have to look back at previous years, but I feel like usually a weather event wins. And this is one of those relatively rare occasions where a weather event does not win out. We had a lot at the end, which is normal, but...
Well, doesn't Crimson Tide count as a weather event? Or is it, it's natural, but not weather?
Oh, right. I don't know why I thought that the dragon was winning. Never mind. Okay, so yes. I guess I'm impressed by how far the dragon went for being a newcomer to the scene.
Well, what's also interesting is that the dragon didn't face any people, and people can be a problem for dragons, depending on the person.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
It did get a favorable bracket in that respect. Also, most of the natural weather events didn't get people. Like, I mean, I guess the hurricane got a Trojan, which happens to be a specifically bad person for handling a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say, you know, for those in the market for new mascots, pick an animal that does well in water. Like,
it's true.
Be a shark. Come on, guys. You know, a shark would beat so many of these things. Just saying.
Just saying.
And maybe go against people wearing heavy armor. I feel like they really lack stamina. That would have helped them in a lot of these battles.
Yeah. Also, a lot of large, but not particularly formidable animals, which is an interesting choice.
Yeah, like all these horses.
Horses and steers and that sort of thing.
Cows. Like,
well, and that, I mean, this is true. This is true in the animal kingdom, but a lot of the more intense animals are smaller, and so they run into disadvantages, you know, like the badgers and the wolverines of the world.
Exactly, yeah. And they don't get more vicious in a group, you know? Yeah. That was one of the nice things about wolves. Like, okay, one wolf is scary, but like 20 wolves is very, very scary.
Yeah.
These are not problems that scale well. Like,
yes.
Even with horses or longhorns or whatever.
Yeah. I will say this year it seemed like the bears and tigers did not do as well as usual, but I think some of that was specific matchups.
I mean, there were a few tigers at the end.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was not... They probably didn't do as well as in some years.
Yeah.
Birds did pretty poorly this year, I have to say.
Birds often do poorly.
Sometimes I know I've had them sort of win out by being able to sort of outsmart or outlast other competitors, but they were just not in great matchups this year. Overall, I think it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was good to do again, and maybe we'll do another one in a few more weeks.
We'll have to see. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
All right, bye.
Thanks again to my sister for coming on. I love the experience of that. It's so much fun to do, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. This is a particularly great episode to spread via word of mouth. If there's social media or whatever else, if you enjoyed and think other people will too, it is so different from what we do here at Real GM Radio that different people might be interested. So if you choose to do that, I really do appreciate it. Also, the standard notes of subscribing, downloading every episode, really do appreciate that, leaving a rating, leaving a review in the podcast player of your choosing. And as I mentioned in the intro, this is not the, let's call it the substantive episode of the week. That will come out later, probably on Thursday, assuming I can get it turned around in time. If you have any feedback, good, bad, or indifferent, DannyLarueNBA@gmail.com is the way to get it to me. If you take the time to write it, I will take the time to read it. That is an absolute promise. And hope you enjoyed this, and I will talk to you later this week. Thanks so much for listening. Take care, and make it a great day.